caller. This is John T.C. Luongo and LUB 1060 AM. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with right now?
This is Tad Williams.
Tad Williams. Well, Tad, it's, am I correct in thinking that you are the coach of the Westridge hockey team?
I'm actually coach of the Willamette Westridge Fighting Turkeys. Go Gobblers!
Hey, I love the Gobblers, you know, and I enjoy turkeys too. So it's great. Speaking of turkeys, how's your season going so far?
Season's going great so far. We're looking to pick up our third state championship for the third year in a row. I want to shout out to my boy Tarzan, number 9. He's going to win us the season this year. It's going to be awesome.
I think Tarzan's great. I think it's a swinging year you get going for yourself, and I'm sure he's part of the core, and I'm sure he'll be great to keep that vine of success going that you have. You know, Tad, it's funny. I often wondered with a name like Tad, if your last name was Bit, what it would be like, and now I get a chance to ask you that question.
Pardon me? Sorry, I didn't hear any of that. I kind of dropped my phone there. Oh, shit. Damn.
It's okay, Tad. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing, Tad. Make believe I'm not even here. Let's just make believe it's just you. You here with the entire population of Willamette and my billions of listeners all over the place. Everybody at the Willamette Memorial Megaplex Mall is listening to you. And what do you have to say to them now, Tad Williams? Please, feel free to use my show because my show is your show. My casa is su casa, and we're talking about casas, so go ahead, Tad. It is now, for all intent and purposes, the Tad Williams Show here in LUB. Take it away, Tad.
Oh, damn. I didn't know it'd be so many people. I just want to make sure everyone comes out to our memorial game this weekend after the Black Friday sale. We're going to have all the great players there on the Gobblers. We got Tarzan, Big Cheddar, Jello, Hero, AC, and Lungburner. And we're going to...
Oh, my God. You could be at the You could be for sale at the Amazon Food Court with that lineup. Keep going.
Well, Amazon Food Court, I'm not too sure what's going on there. I haven't seen it yet since the mall ain't open. But, you know, I'm looking forward to going to see what they got there. I'm sure they got some good food and stuff, you know.
I have a question for you, Tad. You know, coming from the sporting world myself, I was world champion curler at one point in my illustrious career. How come the nicknames of your whole team are, you know, basically foodstuffs? Gobbler, Jello, Chicken. I mean, everybody's named after a dessert.
And, you know, it's easy to remember their names when, you know, they're named after food. And, you know, it's a term of endearment for my players. You know, they love it. And
I like that. I can see where you're coming from.
Yep.
And besides, if anybody tells you to bite it, well, you know, at least it's delectable. That's a good way to look at it, right?
That's right.
So, Tad, give me your take now on the mall. What's going on right now? I mean, I want to know a little bit. I'm jealous of you and everybody else. I've had callers all night long, different times, morning. They're coming from all over the place. Some are coming from out of town. Some are from town. I mean, you know, tell me the take of somebody who is part of the fabric of town. Give me your take on what's going on at the Plex.
Well, you know, it's been such a long time since we had a nice big central mall, because, you know, since the outbreak in 06, you know, the town's been on a bit of a downturn, so I'm hoping this big mall brings a lot of people to town. And, you know, it's got a lot of great stores in there. I'm definitely looking forward to going to any of the sports stores there. I got to get some new gear for my players and, you know, some clipboards, playbooks, markers, all the stuff I need for all my coaching supplies. It's a little hard to find out here in this small town.
Well, Tad, you know what? You're cutting out a little bit. I didn't catch you on that. Could you just one more time? Because I'd hate to miss some of those valuable nuggets that you're giving to my audience right now. So I asked you what the favorite places were at the mall and what you enjoyed about it, and you were going to tell me. Go ahead. Just lay it out from there, my friend.
Well, my favorite places, obviously, all the sports stores. Like, you know, he's got all the gear that I need for myself and my players, and, you know, nothing else there that I really need other than sports gear and maybe some food from the Amazon food court. But, you know,
I hear there's a big pirate ship there somewhere. Sounds pretty cool.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All the buccaneers are there, and everybody's putting them under their bucking hats. So it's a great time at the mall. And, you know, since you're on a sports team, you may want to check out Mr. Splat Pest Control, because sometimes those opponents can get a little nasty, and you want to, you know, knock them down. Get them out of the way.
Ham Street.
Okay? Because I know where you're coming from, Tad.
LUB is currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please enjoy this pre-recorded broadcast. For more up-to-date information and past recordings, visit our website. Note that in the event of an emergency, this frequency will broadcast emergency channels. So please enjoy your time in Willamette, the home where LUB lives.
Yeah.
Chad, I got to tell you, you've been a real pleasure to have here in 1060 AM,
absolutely.
LUB, the home of John T.C. Luongo. And is there anything you would want to, a shout-out you'd like to give to your family, a shout-out to the town of Willamette? Shout out to your fans and all those that are going to be coming to view your future games. Just feel free. Right now, my mic is your mic, baby. Go ahead. Take it over, Tad.
Absolutely. Big shout out to, you know, all the fans of the Willamette Fighting Turkeys. Go Gobblers. We want to make sure everyone's coming out this weekend. I want to say thank you to my mom and my dad for getting me where I am today. And, you know, all my players. I'm happy they're all on the team.
Well, Tad, I can't thank you enough. I really, on behalf of everybody here in town and all the people over at West Ridge, I just want to say your contributions have been well appreciated. Your sentiments are great. Your focus, you got that one-track mind. You're thinking about your team. You're thinking about Gobblers. You're thinking about everything. And, you know, what a great name to have at this particular time of year, coming out of Thanksgiving and going into Black Friday. Who could be better suited to win than the Gobblers? Go Gobblers. Go Tad. Go everybody here at LUB. Anything to wrap it up there, Tad, as we about to get back to some Christmas music? Anything you want to say to wrap it up?
I love LUB.
Hey, that's my man. And just like Tad says, love your LUB. Everybody got to love it. Thank you, Tad Williams. Congratulations on a great season. Keep it going. And now it's back to some wonderful Christmas music, because it's that time of the year where we want to make you happy and bring your mind into the gift of giving, and in my case, the gift of giving to me. So if there's anything you'd like to give me aside from your love, call me. Give it to me right now. I take presents. I take unmarked envelopes. Anything you want to send, send it to LUB, care of John T.C., and I will get it. 1060 AM. The home of never-ending Christmas music in great conversation with people mulling and milling around the mall.